Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Happy National Blood Donation Week. Woo-hoo! I donated. I got my blood donated today. I donate about 3-4 times a year. I speak about blood donation because I think it is one of the most selfless and easiest things to do to help save lives. And I don't understand why more people aren't doing it. And National Blood Donation Week is super duper cool. One is it honors all the blood banks out there that work tirelessly 7 days a week, 365 days a year, year after year, to help stock our hospitals and medical centers. So shout out to Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, Blood Bank of Hawaii, Blood Bank of Alaska, Community Blood Centers, LifeShare, LifeServe, Blood Bank of Rhode Island, Blood Bank of Delmarva, Blood Bank of New York, Blood Bank, I hope I didn't miss any, Hawaii, Alaska. We have blood banks all across the United States. Shout out to all of them, for Rhode Island Blood Center, for making amazing happen. Number two, what's fascinating about National Blood Donation Week is we have governors, Republican and Democrat, unite during National Blood Donation Week. And National Blood Donation Day, which is September 4th every year, I know it falls on Labor Day this year, but still, great time to spread the word. We have nonpartisan, no politics, all hands on deck for declaring blood donation days and recognizing National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week. It is fantastic. And when I see all these governors across the United States join forces, it sends a united message. America comes first. Now, what are we talking about in terms of blood donation? How hard is it? Piece of cake. Takes maybe no more than about 20-30 minutes. You do want to do the paper. You do want to do the intake. They'll check your blood pressure. They'll check your iron. So there is some intake work that can take about 20 minutes also. And then after you donate blood, you sit around for about 15 minutes. So yeah, the process could take about an hour, 10 minutes. But for the most part, it is probably one of the selfless things many of us will ever do if we're not first line, first responder, doing our military service. This is a way where we can feel like we're doing something for our community and saving lives. One pint of blood that you are donating can save up to 3 lives. So that means 3 people could benefit from what I did today. And we need plasma. We need red blood cells. We need type O, type A, type B, type AB. I don't care if you're positive, negative. If you could donate blood, donate blood. And here's the other thing, too. If you can't donate blood, not a big deal. Host a drive. Hosting a drive costs you no money. And Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, these blood banks handle it all for you. You just have to sign people up at work. It could be a simple piece of paper. It could be, guys, go to the website. It doesn't really take a lot of work. And hosting a drive, if my blood, one blood pint, saves up to 3 lives, imagine what you're doing hosting a drive. It's okay if you can't donate blood. That's okay. Because if you could host a drive, now you're going to be bringing in more blood. And so, just to take a look at the numbers, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. They need over 700 units a day. Just a day. When you look at the thousands upon thousands over the course of the country, we're being told by American Red Cross that every 2 seconds somebody needs blood in the U.S. or platelets, and 29,000 units of red blood cells are needed in the U.S. every day. 29,000. And so car accidents, wildfires, trauma, cancer. So much is reliant on our blood supply. And then when you have wildfires, such as what we saw in Maui or what we're seeing in California, or Hurricane Idalia, tropical storms, bad weather, people are unable to donate. So the regulars who regularly donate, we have that dearth. And so coming into the fall and winter season, it's dire that we get our blood up to speed and on the shelves. We're being told that 5,000 units of platelets and 6,500 units of plasma are needed daily. 16 million blood components are transfused each year, but sickle cell affects 90 to 100,000 people in the U.S. 1,000 babies are born with sickle cell each year. They need blood transfusions. The average blood transfusion is about 3 units. So even though my unit can help somebody and could help up to 3 people, if somebody needs dire blood, it can only provide maybe 1/3 of what they need. That just is to show you the magnitude of how much we need in terms of people donating blood. They screen the blood. They do very, very thorough screening before. They test everything. And so luckily we have a very, very safe way to save people's lives. A single car accident, by the way, could take up to 100 units of blood for some people. I mean, it's mind-boggling. In terms of, according to the American Cancer Society, more than 1.8 million people are expected to be diagnosed with cancer in this upcoming year. And a lot of times our blood drops when we become anemic, chemotherapy, and many other medical conditions that might require us needing blood. So help your kids, help your adults. Go to the websites of Vitala.org, RedCross.org, My One Blood. Go to your local blood bank. Even if you can't donate blood today or this week, sign up so you can at least donate later on or year. Anything can help. And again, hosting a drive is so, so cool. And usually your boss will let you go and do it on the clock, right? I mean, you really don't lose money. You don't lose anything. And you get chocolate chip cookies. You get chocolate chip cookies. And I got to say, those chocolate chip cookies are some of the best chocolate chip cookies out there. So happy National Blood Donation Week. Thank your governor for declaring a blood donation day. Thank your governor. And thank your local blood banks for all they do. Because we need blood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save 3 lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have asked, what is happening with our birth rate? If Gen Z, about maybe one in six, identify as LGBTQ+, I, there's also, it's expanding in terms of the acronym. What happens in terms of our birth rate? And I believe we're at maybe 20% of the Gen Z community identifying. Now, I as I said before, please don't stereotype anybody who's LGBTQ, A plus I, as being non desiring fertility and not wanting to have kids. A lot of them still do want to have kids, so that has to be something that medical providers talk to them about. But there's another process and another sort of issue that's happening when it comes to our fertility, because our birth rate has been dropping. Our birth rate is low, I think at an all-time low, we're being told. Well, the birth rate also is dependent on just people having sex. And we are being told that virginity is rising. And I believe in Japan, we got some startling statistics where 10% of men in Japan were still virgins by the time, or are still virgins by the time they are 30. Now, male virginity is also rising in America. Female virginity, I don't know if we have any data on that yet, but people aren't hooking up. Now, we have for years talked to people about STIs, talked to people about dating sites, being careful. But we have now a society that's very isolated. And when people stay in their parents' basement playing video games, and they're not at the tailgate, they're not going to the games, they're not going to prom, they're not going to school, they're not going to college. Remember, college rates are dropping. People are like, why go? What's the degree going to do for me? It's costing me money, and we don't know if we're going to get our debt written off or not. Well, if you're not going to college, then you're not going to parties. Right? Then you're not joining the clubs. Then you're not going to the games. I mean, you're not out there. Now that many people are working remote, they're not meeting coworkers. They're not falling for each other. They're not, I mean, I can't spell it out anymore clearly. So when you have this culture of you don't need to be around people, I mean, how in the olden days, you would walk into a store, buy a newspaper, maybe buy some bubble gum. You'd see somebody working there. You'd see somebody, eyes would meet. Maybe you'd, I don't know, get the guts to talk to them or run into them again. I order on Amazon. I'm not going to meet anybody. If my husband ever leaves me, I don't know where I'm going to meet people, because I buy things from Amazon. I go to the studio. Nobody here in the studio. Right? Studio, it's remote. The guys in the studio are at GCN in Minnesota. They're like, oh, thank God. Good, I don't need Dahlia hitting on me. I want to hit on you guys. You guys are my babies. I love you guys. But you're not meeting people. We are doing our jobs. I'm doing medicine online. We're doing everything online these days. So what's going to happen? Well, let's talk about the virginity issue for a second here. Okay, what is the positive to being a virgin? I was a virgin for the longest time until it was taken from me, not by choice. And what was nice, I never had to worry about an STI, never had to worry about an unwanted pregnancy. It was nice, but it, you know, did limit a lot of the dating opportunities I had, especially for people out there that just want to hook up. And so maybe from a health perspective, yeah, you might not get diseases, or, you know, you might not get your heart broken, you might not feel used, but our destiny and our evolutionary path is to propagate. And so for those of us that have the ability to propagate and aren't, that will also weigh on you. I can't tell you how many people said, I put my career first, I went through school, now I'm being told I can't. I'm having trouble with fertility. And yeah, we're kind of the most fertile when we're teenagers. Not that I want teenagers getting pregnant by any means, but that's when our sex drives are the highest, and that's when we're pretty, pretty fertile. You start to wait till you're in your 30s and 40s to have your first kid, it's more difficult. So if right now we have a society where, now it's okay to be a virgin, that's fine, and I'm glad, I really hated people being picked on, you know, and criticized for being a virgin and made fun of, because people then tried to give it away as quickly as possible in high school, and I think that was a disaster for a lot of people. But if you're not out there having sex, you're not going to be making babies. And so what does a low birth rate mean, or a lower birth rate? Well, a lower birth rate means we're going to have a lower, you know, less of a population that's going to be able to support us Gen X's, or millennials, or baby boomers, or traditionalists. You know, the idea of having a big family and having 5-6 kids, that's rare. I had 2, and I had to stop at 2 because we barely got through both of those with the kids being healthy, and it's hard when you're working 100-hour weeks. And I was pregnant when I was 28 and 30. So I thought it would be even more risky to even try later in my 30s. So I only have 2 kids. I'm grateful for those 2 kids, but that's not the big family that evolution and our species needs. And now if we have individuals say, no, I really don't want to have sex. I don't want to hook up with anybody. I don't want to be accused later of assault. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to get a divorce. You know, nobody's talking about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is so many people have parents that got divorced. They're like, I don't want that. That was horrible. My parents went through hell. Well, if the person you're with doesn't want to have a baby, it's a problem. So not only do we have, you know, less people hooking up, but less people desiring to start a family. What happens to our taxes? What happens to our workforce? What happens, you know, as a whole, we are, you know, we have priorities, and I love our priorities in terms of, you know, fixing the climate and you know, strengthening our, you know, our community and all that. But if you're not dating and you're not making babies, then, I've had people tell me that they don't want children because they don't want children going to be on this earth with climate change. Okay, that's going to kill the human species off more than climate change. And I get it's a scary world out there. The world is much different right now, you know, for our kids than it was for us. Maybe it's going to be better, maybe it's going to be worse. But to not decide to have kids, and I got to tell you, it's very easy to talk yourself out of it. I even talked myself out of it. When I was in medical school going, you know what, I'm going to be a surgeon. I got to put my career first. I'll deal with babies after surgery. Well, then, man, when I got baby fever and I got married, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to switch residencies. I'm going to pick a career where I can have a baby, have a family. And I got to tell you, I never imagined my life as awesome having kids than not. But it was very easy to talk myself out of it. Not enough money, not enough time. The world's going crazy. So, you know, before you plan on just, you know, saying, I'm going to be a virgin, I don't need to hook up with anybody. And I'm not saying hook up, but, you know, relationships have their value. In fact, they found that men live longer if they're in a relationship or married or have a partner. I mean, if, you know, if you want to really, shall we say, have yourself the most strategic for when you get older, right, you might want to think about having a partner. You might want to think about having kids. If you think, you know what, the society is going to take care of me, there's going to be Medicare, there's going to be Social Security, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, tap in on your selfish strings, but that was another reason why I had kids. I'm like, who's going to take care of me later? We always took care of our grandparents, parents. I'm like, who's going to be there to take care of me? And then who's going to be there to take care of each other? You know, family is... Yeah, there are some duties that they have to do. In fact, I even told the kids when they were born, I go, look, all right, you know, I'll breastfeed you, I'll do all that, but you got to take care of me later. You know, and they're like, sorry, that's the plan. That's the deal. That's the way it's going to go. So, you know, if you are a virgin, that's okay. I get it. You know, there's a lot of baggage out there and, you know, why, you know, put yourself at risk for STIs or whatever, but don't not enter into relationships. Relationships are very important. They're crucial. And you need that. You need to feel loved. And people say, but we're going to fight and I'm going to get dumped. You know, with life, there's always ups and downs. You can't just hope you're always going to have the ups. And I'm going to tell you, having a relationship and being married, there's definitely more ups and downs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Looting in Florida after a disaster, not worth it financially.
Last week, as Hurricane Idalia was bearing down on the state of Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his 2024 presidential campaign to take care of Florida business. In a press conference, DeSantis reminded potential looters, you never know what you're walking into, and cited his prior work in dealing with looters during and after Hurricane Ian 1 year ago. Some did not listen, as two unidentified people were charged with looting a home damaged by Hurricane Idalia. Each of the suspects was charged with multiple offenses, including burglary of an unoccupied dwelling during an emergency, grand theft, and trespassing. The bail amount for both was set at $1 million each. I'm Lance Pride.
Burning Man Festival attendees told Saturday to shelter in place and to conserve food, water, and fuel amid heavy flooding in the area. More rain is expected today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you are concerned about the mask mandates that have been going on, and there's not anything official across the country. I know when we were promised there was not going to be a mandate with the vaccine or mandates, that was a lie. And they brought it back. So I understand that just because we don't have it now doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be out of the woods in the near future. But a lot of hospitals, a lot of schools are starting to bring it back. As we have this Eris strain, this EG5, and the we still have remnants of the XBB1.16 and then the BA2.86 strain. These are strains that are pretty, you know, contagious. We are seeing COVID. I don't think we need to panic and rid people of their rights. But, yeah, I am seeing people that are calling in with shortness of breath, chest discomfort, cough, fatigue, malaise. They feel like they got, you know, kind of flu-like. They feel like it hit them. It hit them hard. Maybe they started off with a little bit of a sore throat or something, and then they got hit pretty hard when the viral load rose. The shortness of breath, to me, prompts an immediate evaluation. You know, or high fever. You shouldn't really get a high fever with COVID, but you can. I've seen some people go up to 102.5. Not that that's a very high fever. Usually with COVID, you're under 102.5. But if you have a child that, let's say, is 98.6 and then all of a sudden spikes to 101, they could get a febrile seizure because the fever is rising too quickly. So sometimes it's not so much the amount of the fever, it's just how quickly one is rising with that fever. But shortness of breath, any sort of respiratory difficulty does prompt us to say you got to get yourself checked out. Now, what about the masks? Well, we've been talking about masks now for 3.5 years. And personally, I think we've had the virus for 4 years. I think it was leaked out of Wuhan, the Wuhan lab, in about August of 2019. We started to get cases in November. Many of us doctors didn't know what was going on because people were testing negative for flu, but they had a flu-like illness. So, like, maybe the tests are bad, maybe it's a new type of flu. And then we hear in January, okay, it's this COVID virus. And they said, well, our first case is in Washington State. I'm like, I don't really think that's the first case. I think we've had it. I was so busy December. In fact, I was on vacation, and I just looked one day. I saw 80 patients all day long. It was online. I was in Hawaii. I told the family, you know what, go scuba dive, go do your thing. I'll meet you later. And, I mean, there were like thousands of patients in the queue of this telemedicine company. It was so busy. And all I could do is send people to the hospital, or if they had mild symptoms, treat for mild symptoms. So I get it. Things were pretty scary 2019, 2020. But here we are in 2023, and we don't have a consensus on our masks. Now, I have said for years that if you're really going to do a mask, you got to do it right. That's why these mask mandates were completely stupid and irrelevant for many, because they were using dirty masks. By the way, I still have masks from 3 years ago sitting in some old purses. I should throw it out, but I'm thinking, you know, what if they're worth something later? But, you know, as a physician, when you have a mask, you use it for a patient and then you take it off. And then you throw it out. And then you get a new one. When I was told that medical students and residents were only given one mask a day, wearing one mask all day long, it's useless at the end of the day. You're getting it wet when you're breathing into it. It's not as effective as a filter. Now, I get it's some sort of a barrier, and barriers are nice. The more barriers out there, it could help. But this false sense of security of people wearing dirty masks, and then the carbon dioxide exposure that has been even proven to affect people's fetuses and possibly linked to stillborns. You got to breathe. You can't have your mouth covered. You're not supposed to have your mouth covered. That's why your mouth is so big. Your mouth is the biggest orifice in the body. I know some of us think we have different orifices that are bigger, but it really is the mouth. And the reason why is because if you don't think you're getting enough air, you can expand that orifice. Same thing with your nose. Your nose flares. When we see babies struggling to breathe, their nose flares open, just trying to bring extra air in by widening. You know, put stuff over your kid's face. Now, I get there's rip-roaring TB. Our deadly virus that can, consume you right away. I get the fear, and I get why some people might want to protect themselves. But standing in front of other people for 8 hours with a mask that's not working doesn't work. Now, I've been saying for years you need the N95 respirators. The N95 respirators have the strongest ability to filter out the microns that could include COVID, because many of the other types of masks, the other type of medical masks, the cheaper ones, or many of your gaiters, it's like a chain link fence. The virus could get right through. The only thing is a recent study has come out, even published by the NIH, that these masks have chemicals on them. And you're now exposing yourself to the chemicals. And the masks would have to actually be opened for at least 30 minutes to air out before you put it on. Well, then it's getting dirty. So I don't think we really know what we're doing when it comes to masks. Now, I would wear a mask when I would walk into a patient room so that if they breathe their flu on me, I wouldn't turn around and breathe it on somebody else. And I think it helped. I think really the way I did masks, using them for those short periods of time, not getting the mask dirty, throwing it out in a biohazard, not just a regular garbage, because that is a biohazard if you do have flu or an infection. Using a new mask so I'm not breathing on somebody else. And I was able to prevent other people from getting sick from other people in other rooms. And I limited myself getting sick. I didn't get sick a lot because I used masks. But I used masks when I was very close, in close proximity to other people. And then I also let myself breathe. So if these mask mandates are coming in, I can understand why a hospital says, hey guys, we got sick people here. Yeah, you know, I don't want you bringing in your COVID. I don't want you bringing in your tuberculosis. I don't want you bringing in flu. The mask will provide a little bit of a barrier, but if you're going to be in an area where there's vulnerable people, I want you to wear a mask. That's okay. I think medical centers and nursing homes can do that. And I do that as a doctor. But, you know, do we have to do that at universities? Do we have to do that on a plane? I couldn't breathe when I had a mask on a plane. The partial pressure of oxygen changes, so I felt short of breath. Okay, we need you to breathe. Being hypoxic does nothing for anybody. So if you're really worried about, you know, it being flu season, cough and cold season, like we always were during the holidays, then you might not want to be standing in line at an airport with a bunch of people, and you might not want to be on a plane. If you're going to be around crowds of people, you're going to probably get sick. That's just the way it is. So, you know, do we need to now go back to mask mandates? Absolutely not. You guys use common sense. If you don't want to be around people who are sick, you know, or they claim, oh, but I got vaccinated, so I'm good. Okay, and I think we've all learned, finally somebody's listening, that just because somebody's vaccinated doesn't mean they aren't passing it. You could be vaccinated with the flu. You could still pass the flu to other people. So, you don't want to be around other people? Don't be. You want to be around other people? Just don't do it if you're sick. If you want to wear a mask, that's fantastic. But hopefully it's a good mask. I really like the N95 respirators. I think they do the best. But if these masks have chemicals on them, we need to rethink mandating people needing to wear them for long periods of time. But we do have these strains. We are going to be coming into another wave of COVID. Not that COVID never left. And, you know, watch for symptoms of cough, fever, body aches. You don't have to have all of those symptoms. Sinus infection, sinus congestion, cough, difficulty breathing, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. 1-877-DR-DALI.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Damn it!
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's have an honest conversation. How many of you dislike one or all of your kids? Doesn't have to be all the time. But do you ever feel like, I don't think I like them too much? Now, I love my babies. Being a mom, I could never imagine disliking them. In terms of not wanting them on this earth. But But have I ever told them that they would never have been a roommate of mine, right? Or a friend of mine in school because of X, Y, and Z? Oh, absolutely. I have told them there is no way. If I saw you on the street, I would have whooped your butt for saying something like that. And we think that when we're parents, we have to love them unconditionally, which we do. But that if there is something you dislike about them, just keep it to yourself. Well, the problem with that is when you have these school shooters, when you have these mass murderers, when you have these criminals, and you're like, what the hell, where were the parents? Did the parents see anything? Well, they're in La La Land going, unconditional love, that's how they were born, it's who they are, they're, you know, different. No. You need to kind of, when you look at your kids, have a pretty objective, you got to kind of look at them like, are you going to fail miserably in life? Are you going to be unproductive? Are you going to be successful? You know, telling a kid, oh, you're wonderful, you're this, you're wonderful, that doesn't help either. If they suck at something, you got to tell them you suck. Yeah, my parents are pretty honest about stuff. Yeah, you know, I wanted to be Miss America. I mean, they didn't even have to find the right words. They're like, not going to happen, okay? Just not going to happen. Please go to school. I want to be like her, and I want to be in the movies, and I want to be, just go to school. So, you need, you know, to have a very honest opinion with your kids. And if your kids are doing things that you don't think are going to help them in society or get them in jail, you got to get those kids some help. Now, the other issue we need to talk about are these parents that hurt these kids, or maybe they suffer from postpartum depression. And they don't feel like they can admit that they didn't like having a baby. Or they don't like the baby. Now, I was very fortunate having a baby, having two of them. I loved them. I couldn't even imagine my life 3 hours prior to them being born. And the good and the bad and the crying and all that. Were they a pain in the ass? Yeah. Are they still a pain in the ass? Yeah. But you know, luckily, no regrets. But you do have a lot of individuals out there where the baby's home and they don't like the baby. Now, doctors try to do their best to identify somebody who could have severe postpartum depression or postpartum psychosis. But I think one problem in society is we glorify the whole baby thing. And so people think, okay, well, I'm going to be like Rachel on Friends. I'm going to still look super skinny. I'm going to still look good. I'm going to have a whole team of people who'll help me. And then I'll get to go off, you know, in remaining seasons without ever having the baby around me. And that's not reality. I mean, that baby is tied to you at the hip. And some people aren't very good with having somebody always around. Now, what we do in terms of society and in terms of medicine is, one is we make sure you have support. We make sure somebody can let mom sleep. If mom's not sleeping or dad's not sleeping, they're not going to have the best attitude. We want to make sure that child's not at risk. If we think that child could get hurt, get child protective services involved, get that child maybe out of that area where they could get hurt until parents are ready to have the child, if they ever are. But we just don't have that conversation. Nobody has a conversation of, do you like your kids? Do you like having kids? Now, I don't want everybody giving their kids up for adoption. I can very easily, like right now, I can say, you know what, guys, see ya. Go find, and in fact, I have told them oftentimes, go find a new mommy. When they didn't like some of the rules, and they started to complain, and I didn't have time to hear them complain, I go, you can go find a new mommy. I'll meet them. I'll have a cup of tea with them, even though I hate tea. I'll meet them. If that's what you want your new mommy to be, fine by me. I don't even have to meet them. You think they're a good enough mommy for you? Go. Well, they never found a new mommy. I think they did try. That was where when we had Yellow Pages. Now they could go on the internet going, I need a new mommy. But yeah, I one kid, he was in my car. He was like yelling, yeah, I want a new mommy. So I go, get out. Go find a new mommy. And he laughs. After the third time, I'm like, no, leave. You want a new mommy? Go. So I helped him out of his car seat, let him go. We were in the neighborhood. Right? And then I see him race after him. Because I was in the Jeep. I'm like driving off. I'm like, see you. Go find new mommy. So I start driving off towards my house. And you see him run to the car. And so I stop and I go, okay, so you want mommy again, right? So I get out of the car. He goes, no. And then he got his little bag. I need my bag. I left him there. Went driving. I mean, it was in our neighborhood, so it wasn't really a big deal. But then he came back. He thought the whole thing was really funny. And I go, don't mess with me. If you want a new mommy. But parents not wanting their kids or liking their kids is a huge problem. Because when a child wants to talk to you, you're like, get away. They know when they're not liked. They know when you don't want them around. Well, what if they have to talk to you about something? What if they have a big problem? That's why kids go to other kids. They're like, my parents don't want to hear it, and I don't want to hear what they have to say. And so we really need honest conversations about if you like or dislike your kids. And then what is it that you dislike about them? Well, they stink. Well, are they bathing? No, they won't listen to me when I tell them to bathe. Then bring them to a doctor and let a doctor go, you know what, you stink. You got fungus behind your ears. Can you please wash that off? Yeah, I mean, you recruit other people. You don't have to do this by yourself. Oftentimes, there's a favorite aunt or a favorite uncle, somebody super cool. Use that person to talk to the kids because they respect them. They like them. And they're like, buddy. Yeah. I remember when I first got a tushy. I was still pretty skinny, but I was getting my tushy. And my grandma looks at me going, your butt's big. I mean, that hurt. But, you know, she said it like it is. So I started running. And then I was a runner for years. Try to bring that butt down. Still had a tushy. Still do. Some people think it's a good thing to have a tushy. I don't like having a tushy. But, it's a difficult thing to kind of think yourselves through. But if you have somebody in the family who just had a baby, let them be open and honest about how they're feeling. And if they're feeling overwhelmed, if they're like, this isn't fun. I thought it was going to be, you know, oh my gosh, kid loves me. These kids don't necessarily hug or kiss you when they're infants. So you're not getting that. And then you might have a kid that is incapable of bonding. They might have a condition that prevents them from, you know, hugging you and kissing you, and so, you know, you have to shake off a lot of these societal stereotypes and understand that you're bonding with the child can come in a variety of different ways. And if you need help, get help. That's what we doctors are for. We nurses, we PAs, nurse practitioners, even your pharmacist could probably give you some advice. But don't go through it alone. I'm hearing time and time again that these women leave their babies. They have a baby, and then I guess they didn't like it, so they just leave the baby, and the baby dies. You know, it is okay to ask for help. And it is okay to say you don't like your baby. Nobody's going to take the baby away for life. You could very easily, you know, say, look, this wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I'm having a difficult time. I'm not bonding with the baby. Help. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.